CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with yet another round of severe weather.
Lord, please spare us.
A couple in their car stunned as a twister touched down in Columbia, Tennessee. They were spared. Two others were killed. Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman.
We had a confirmed tornado that came through here, and the evidence shows that.
WTVF's Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County.
I can tell you we've seen heavy damage pretty much everywhere you look, right? Homes that have collapsed, barns that have caved in, and power lines that have fallen. It is a mess to get through here. Some of the trees and power lines have fallen on these roads.
One person was killed by a twister in North Carolina. President Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel could use in an all-out assault on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
In an interview with CNN, the president said the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense. But if it moves into Rafah, the U.S. will not provide weapons and artillery shells. On Capitol Hill, Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham reacted angrily to news shipments had already been paused.
This is obscene. It is absurd. Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose.
More pro-Palestinian protest arrests on campus, among the latest UMass Amherst. Student organizer Malia Cole says police response was overkill.
It was really horrific to watch. Their hands going numb from the cuffs being too tight to rashes on their hands and stomachs from being thrown to the ground.
In Red Square, Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. President Putin talked about arrogant Western elites and justified his move into Ukraine.
We won't allow anybody to threaten us, and we must always be on combat alert.
Here in the U.S., an MLB star's former interpreter could be going away for a long time.
Ipe Mizuhara has now pleaded guilty for illegally transferring about $17 million from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to pay off his own gambling debts. He's also pleaded guilty to signing a false tax return. Mizuhara regularly interacted with Ohtani's sports agents and financial advisors who did not speak Japanese on behalf of Ohtani, who did not speak English. The 39-year-old Mizuhara will be arraigned next week and faces more than 30 years in federal prison.
CBS's Matt Piper. Miss Teen USA has handed back her crown 8 months after she won the title. In a statement, 17-year-old Uma Sofia Servanastra says her personal values no longer align with the organization's. 2 days ago, Miss USA stepped aside amid allegations of bullying and a toxic workplace. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Happy Eight Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday touting Microsoft's new investment and his own economic record in Racine. President reminding voters Donald Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 new jobs in the area, but never delivered.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term, but that's not on my watch.
Biden says he's created more jobs than Trump and nearly $1 trillion in private sector investment across the country. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cards in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the St. Louis Cardinals in a four-game set at AmFam Field. The Crew losing yesterday 6-4 in Kansas City. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run scoring three times. NBA, the Bucks' Thanasis Antetokounmpo has suffered a torn Achilles tendon and will have to undergo surgery. That according to The Athletic. How he suffered the injury not been released. His younger brother Giannis telling us how much he struggled with that strained calf muscle injury.
The day of game 4 in Indiana. That was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight, you know, since April 9th. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 30 to 40%. Like, until now, like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, I don't know, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Cloudy with showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down later this afternoon. Our high 53, the wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight clearing 43, tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 61 with more scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates, we've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You know what I miss most about being a kid, though? Substitute teachers. Don't you wish we had those at work? Hey, you show up for work one day. Hey, I'm Bob. I'll be your substitute boss for the day. Hey, nice to meet you, Bob. You know we take four-hour lunches here where we work. Oh, yeah, and you pay. Hey, 10 a.m. cocktail hour.
My favorite teachers were always the art teachers, you know? I always loved art teachers because they were so bizarre, right? They were like the homeless people of the faculty, right? All disheveled, wearing smocks, covered in paint. Always, like, digging through the garbage looking for bottles and egg cartons and things. All disorganized, always making announcements when you're on your way out the door already. Be like, people, 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 listen up. People, get him. People, if any of your neighbors or relatives have any paper towel rolls, start bringing them in.
Good morning. It's 6:09 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here today. It's Thursday morning. It's May 9th already. Man, are we moving on? Seems like just yesterday it was May 8th. And here we are. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN. For today, cloudy, showers likely with a high near 55. Cloudy tonight, lows 45. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 59. And sunny Saturday and Sunday with a high Saturday 61, 70 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy. 52 degrees. Coming in this morning, It looked like a fire over Lake Michigan. That's how the sky looked. It was like a burning fire in the sky. I mean, I love it. But then I was watching the news last night, watching what these poor people through the center cut of this America are going through with tornadoes. I mean, they wake up in the morning, they have a beautiful neighborhood, they go to bed at night, everything is gone. Every belonging they ever had, thank goodness they didn't lose any lives last night. But you look at the devastation these poor people are going through, say, how did they survive this? Ugh. I mean, I get upset if I say, wait, I just mowed that lawn. What's that crabgrass popping up over there? These people have no more homes left. I feel terrible. We have to get somebody, either Corey Hartman or somebody from his meteorological company to come in and tell us what's going on out there with all these tornadoes. I am lucky that I've never seen a tornado in full bloom. I've seen swirling clouds above my head once during a big storm where there were tornadoes. And I've seen them way in the distance, but I've never been, you know, within shouting distance of one. So, God bless me for not having to go through that. That's just horrible. Anyway, our prayers are with those people out throughout the entire Midwest area, lower Midwest. I think in Michigan yesterday did they have tornadoes in Michigan? Ugh. So happy we don't have to deal with that here. Yet. I see the Boy Scouts of America changed their name to Scouting America to be more inclusive. It goes into effect next February. They've already been allowing girls to join since 2018. More than a few people online have pointed out there's already something called the Girl Scouts. So was this really necessary? I don't care what they do as long as they don't stop the Girl Scout cookies. Every March, I get out there and I'm searching for these girls to sell me cookies. What's the old meme say? I was clean for a year, then I saw my dealer on the street. This cute little Girl Scout is selling cookies. That's the way I feel about it, too. I love Girl Scout cookies. Wish they'd sell me around. Matter of fact, I don't hope they sell me around. They're pretty fattening. A back specialist who works with the NFL says the easiest way to herniate a disc is by bending, lifting, twisting at the same time. Might sound obvious, but we do it more than we realize. For example, lifting your kid out of their car seat involves all three. So what are they saying? Just, you know, leave the kid in the car seat all night? What are we saying here? Have you ever seen the $400 pineapples on sale now? They're trending online. They're called Ruby Glow. They're slightly red on the outside. Del Monte is selling them, but they only have 5,000 to sell this year, so it's a scarcity thing. Other than that, they're not much different than a normal pineapple, except, you know, they're $400. I had to go to the DMV yesterday. I had to get my license renewed. And they took a picture of me. I thought you can use the same picture, but they didn't give me the chance. They just said, stand over there. And, you know, they don't tell you when they're going to snap the picture. They just stand against that white wall. Thank you. What, you snapped the picture already? So I saw the picture. I hope I never get stopped by a cop. I don't want to see this picture. I don't want anybody to see this picture. When I go to vote and they ask your license for ID, I'm going to say, just trust me, it's me. It's the worst picture. They say, well, you can have take it again. I don't know. This lady was pretty angry that she even had to work yesterday. And I didn't want to taunt her by saying, you know, we've got another picture to take. I was just awful. And the woman who took the picture after me, I saw the picture. Look great. I look like I, you know, either I just woke up or something. It was just a terrible picture, but I'm stuck with it for 8 years. I'm just going to hide it in my wallet so I never have to look at it. It's just awful. Hey, we've got a pancake breakfast coming up Saturday. That's right. EAA Chapter 838 will hold their annual pancake breakfast at Baton International Airport. It's coming up May 11th, 8 a.m. to noon. Adults $10, children $5. Scholarships. For people who want to get into aviation, young people who want to get into aviation, they're raising money for scholarships. The pancake breakfast at Baton Field, they can have pancakes, eggs, sausages, you name it, they've got it there. All you can eat. I don't know how many you can eat, but it's all you can eat. It's at Baton International Airport, and it's coming up this Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. I want to remind you to stop on by and enjoy it. 614 WRJN Radio. A woman on TikTok posted a video after someone stole two of her dolls from a display case at her yard sale. She just wanted to tell them good luck because the dolls are haunted. It's like that episode called Living Doll from the Twilight Zone. Talking Tina. Remember that with Telly Savalas? The doll was haunted. He was being mean to his stepdaughter. And he tried to get rid of the doll. And the doll said, I am Talking Tina. I don't think I like you. I was so frightened of that when I was a kid. Even today when I watch it on reruns, oh, it still gives me the willies. You know, it's not like the Chucky doll, because the Chucky doll looks mean. This doll looks sweet, and she's devious, and she kills people. So the dolls are haunted. Good luck. 26% of Americans in a new poll admit to buying healthy foods at the grocery store just because they're trendy. Overall, 65% of people would rate their grocery shopping habits as at least somewhat healthy. Now, when we go shopping together, my wife and I, generally we shop separately because, you know, one of us does the shopping. But if we go together, her half of the cart, all healthy food. Mine, not so much. Lucky Charms and things like that and stuff you shouldn't be feeding people. Here's your next movie, Walt Disney. A dog and a deer spotted walking together around the city of Tipton, Iowa the other day. Just enjoying each other's company, a deer and a dog. Police rounded them up to make sure they didn't wander into traffic. See, animals get along together. It's just humans that seem to have the problem. Lone Star ticks can give you an indefinite allergy to red meat if they bite you. They're found in most of the eastern U.S. and Mexico. They're also called turkey ticks or northeastern water ticks. I guess that's not bad news if you're a vegan or vegetarian because you aren't going to eat red meat anyway, right? Here's your next YouTube video you can create, all right? YouTube video people, here it is. There are 242 different ways to make change for a dollar using just quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. So start that YouTube video with way number one and go up to 242. See if you can find a 243rd way to do it. Looking for a Mother's Day gift? All right. Mother's Day is Sunday, by the way, in case you didn't know. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone is selling 11 of his watches. He'll pocket millions from the sale. The most impressive one he has is, and I hope I'm saying this right, the Patek Philippe Grandmaster Chime. It's never been touched. It sells for more than $5 million. Excuse me. You think Mom would like that one? I think so. I don't wear watches anymore. I used to wear a watch all the time. I mean, most of my life. And months ago, I stopped wearing it because the time is on my cell phone. And it's more accurate than the watch. So I just, you know, leave it there. I just use that. Oh, this is great. A new study found 99% of cars test positive for cancer-causing chemicals in the cabin air. They're from chemical flame retardants, which are added to interiors to meet safety standards. Great. Just by driving in your car now, you get cancer. Moron news. A 33-year-old guy in Miami got arrested after etching his full name into the hood of a car. Oh, by the way, it was a cop car. These people, that's stupid. They do stuff like that. They are more. That's why we call it moron news. The North Carolina Education Lottery said there were 5,662 top prize winning tickets on Monday when a pick three drawing had the winning numbers of 666. And by the way, if that doesn't spook you enough, just keep this in mind. When you add up all the numbers on the roulette wheel at a casino, they add up to 666. I don't know, there's something there. I don't know what it is, but there's something there. 618 WRJN Radio. Cloudy, chance of showers today with a high near 55. Cloudy, lows around 45. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 59. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday, 61 the high. Saturday, 70 on Sunday. Right now, got some clouds in the sky. Beautiful morning, though. Just gorgeous. The birds are out there singing all about it. 52 degrees at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Keep it right here at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN. 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the legendary AM frequency of 1400.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Racine Youth Sports provides quality structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County. The developmental programs teach sports fundamentals like good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Currently, Racine Youth Sports is accepting registrations for T-ball through May 1st, baseball through April 30th, spring flag football through April 1st, fall football beginning March 1st, and judo beginning March 12th. Go to racineyouthsports.com to register. Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Said in the movie Beverly Hills Cop. There's another Beverly Hills Cop movie coming out with Eddie Murphy again. They're bringing back John Astin and Judge Reinhold, the old crew. They must be old. They've got to be 100 years old. I don't know how they're going to do that movie. Anyway, it's coming out this summer. We talked to the movie mom, Nell Minow, the other day on the air. She told us about all the movies coming out. Here's something I don't like that they're starting to do now. The part one and part twos. They did it with, was it Dune? No, well, they did it with the Tom Cruise movie, part one and part two. There's a Western coming out with Kevin Costner, part one this year, part two next year. And the movie Wicked, the Broadway musical, which I can't wait to see. Great music. It's a great story. Part one this year, part two next year. When did they start that? Why can't we just see the movie? Why do we have to? What if I don't make it till next year? I'll never know the ending. I'll be up in heaven somewhere saying, I never saw part two. Can I go back? No, I'm sorry. You missed part two. Why did I miss part two? Anyway, I don't like that trend in the movies. Hospice Alliance provides patients facing serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. Learn more? Visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. We'll have news from Stuart J. Waddles coming up. So yesterday when I was at the DMV, President Biden was on the other side of the tree line there. He was only, maybe a quarter mile away from me. I was going to ask him to come by to see our new studios because this is the second day we're broadcasting out of our brand new studios. I was going to ask him to see it. Our brand new bathrooms, everything. And I didn't get a chance to ask him. I asked when Stuart went to go cover the story yesterday, I said to him, don't forget to ask the president to come by, see our brand new studios. He can sit down. We'll talk to him on the radio and everything. Yeah. So he didn't take us up on our offer. All right. A retiree in Florida stunned to learn that a dull Microsoft Word instructional video he recorded back in the 1980s is being used by millions of people now on YouTube to help them sleep. Was it that boring? Well, at least it was put to good use. Are you still working from home since the pandemic? A lot of people are. So when the pandemic hit, they started working from home and didn't give it up. So now companies have figured out that providing good coffee in the office is an effective way to entice workers to return to the office place. How about this? You're fired if you don't come back to the office. Sometimes that works as an enticement to come back. You get tired of dragging your lawnmower through the backyard? Well, maybe this isn't for you then. Delta did a Delta jet drag to raise money for the American Cancer Society. Teams of Delta employees took turns dragging a 250,000-pound jumbo jet 25 feet at a time. They raised over $1 million for cancer research. They probably had to use that back pain stuff we were talking about the other day. If you're worried if the internet is causing your aging parents to lose their minds, the opposite is true. Daily internet use may lower the risk of dementia in older adults. Now, my father never in his life used the internet, and he had dementia. He had Alzheimer's. My mother, who used it every waking minute, lived to 92 and was sharp as a tack the whole time. I don't know. Seemed to work for my mom. A 92-year-old woman named Betty Richardson had a bucket list that included seeing a strip show. So her retirement community made it happen. They sent her and her friends to a male review. The place they went to said they gave her, quote, the full VIP experience at 92, she said. You're never too late. All right, well, good for her. Here's a good morning fun fact on this Thursday morning. The first commercial train in America was the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. That was back in 1827. Does that sound familiar at all to you? The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. Ring a bell? Anything? Well, if it doesn't, I'll remind you. On the Monopoly board, there's the B&O Railroad. Everybody says, you got the B.O. The B.O. Railroad. No, it's the B&O Railroad from the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, 1827. Having a bad day? Who do you run to first if you're having a bad day? Your partner or your pet? After a bad day, 35% of people think about their pets before anything else. 19% said they think of their partner first. I'm going to be totally honest. I always ran to my dog. I gave my dog a hug and told him my problems and, just the way it was. Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Don Rose and you're at WRJN Radio. Coming up this morning at 7:06, Randy Bryant's going to be here from Ten Chimneys in Genesee Depot. Boy, does he have a story to tell. From Broadway to Genesee Depot. From Broadway in New York City. Yeah, all the way to Genesee Depot. Some of the biggest Broadway stars stop by to spend weekends there in Genesee Depot. Why? Well, I'll have the story for you coming up in just a moment at WRJN. 629, cloudy right now, 52 degrees in Radio Park.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Most of us are focused on planting, but one small community in South Central Wisconsin's all about the harvest. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. The small community of Muscadet focused on a fungus. Details on the way.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com, your auction leader.
The small community of Muscadet, Wisconsin's focused in on morel mushrooms for their annual festival that's coming up May 17th and 18th. Tom Nondorf is a local that's helped to gather the morels from the wild for the past couple of years. He says this year looks exceptional when it comes to the harvest.
I would say it's going to be probably one of the better seasons in the last few years. Because, 23, the numbers were down. I think we did buy around 500 pounds at the end there. 2022, we bought, I think, maybe 250 pounds. 21 was a slow year. And 20, with the COVID year, was a really bad year because that was a cold spring. That was really down. But I'm looking this year should be a fairly decent year. If I was to say, if I could have probably bought 300-400 pounds by now if I was buying regularly.
Tom Norndorf from Muscadet, one of the morel mushroom specialists and buyers for the community festival. All the money raised during the Muscadet Morel Festival goes towards the American Legion Post 85. You can find more details about the festival online, muscadet.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And Compure Financial has awarded more than $240,000 to 61 county fairs across their service area, all for fairground improvements. They say 37% of the monies will be used for electric and lighting projects, 25% for building upgrades, and 24% for structural repairs. Want to find out more about those grants? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Fred's Burgers, Burlington's legendary burger satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Cloudy with showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down later this afternoon. Our high 53, the wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight clearing 43, tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 61 with more scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Are you an annoying know-it-all? Answering questions no one asked of you? Do people often ask you, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts specifically trained to help match you with the right mattress, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
What's the Indians' new mascot? Does anybody know? The Guardians. Cleveland Guardians? Y'all know what a guardian is? A guy that says, be home by 10 p.m. and you go, shut up, you're not my real dad. Who y'all y'all playing? The Cincinnati Stepdads? Who are y'all playing? The Guardians? Nobody's scared of that. You know what I'm saying? No, if you ever watch baseball, you ever watch baseball that hit a home run, there's no one in the stadium. There's no one in there because no one cares about baseball. I'm saying spice it up, you know? The Rangers? No one's scared of the Rangers. You know what a Ranger is? The guy says, when you're done camping, throw away your trash. That's a... You're not scared of it. I'm just saying spice up the names. You know what I'm saying? If you were watching a baseball game tomorrow and you're like, tonight's rubber match is the Miami Cubans versus the Texas Border Patrol agents. Don't tell me you wouldn't watch the Virginia Vegans play the St. Louis Slaughterhouse employees.
Singer of that song is Alan Clark, and the reason he is the only singer in that song with no background singing from the Hollies is because he didn't intend for that song to be a Hollies song. He was going to put out his own solo album. I guess the group gave him an ultimatum: you're either with us or against us. And he gave the song to the Hollies to put out, but it's just him on the song. The Hollies really had nothing to do with the song whatsoever. He just decided not to release it on his own album. See what you find out here in the morning at WRJN. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us. 6:38 coming up this morning at 7:06. We've got Randy Bryan from Ten Chimneys coming in, and we're going to talk about how that place got started. I mean, we're talking about the biggest stars of Broadway and Hollywood summering at Genesee Depot, Wisconsin. How did that happen? Anyway, we're going to find out. I love that place. I've been there four times if you count one of the guest artists I went to go see there. I love that place, Ten Chimneys. You should go out there. Anyway, we'll talk more about that with Randy Bryan coming up at 7:06 this morning. Cloudy showers likely today with a high near 55. Cloudy, lows around 45 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow. Sunshine Saturday. Sunshine on Sunday. You know, all three times there's a slight, like, 10% chance of showers. We're not going to mention it because 10%, you probably won't get a lot of, probably won't happen. But anyway, tomorrow the high is 59, 61 on Saturday, and 70 on Sunday. Still have your snow shovel sitting in the backyard just in case? I think it's safe to put it away now. I would assume you could just, you know, put it away. They say, well, if I put it away, it's going to snow. No, I don't think it's going to snow. Famous last words. I do want to get somebody in here from our meteorological company. And Corey Hartman runs that meteorological company. He's our engineer. And I've got to get somebody in here to explain what is going on. Now, I know May is a tough month for tornadoes and everything, but every night on ABC World News, they start off with tornadoes ripping apart another town. And there's not really nothing you can do about it. I felt bad. One couple, it was an elderly couple, they had no basement, so they had nowhere to go. So they went in their garage and hoped for the best. If you have nowhere to go, you have nowhere to go. You just got to ride it out. What are you going to do? So I felt bad for those people, but, you know, what are you going to do? All right. We'll spend a lot of money on stuff to make homes smell good. Candles, air fresheners, essential oils, those reed sticks or whatever you have. But they say all you need are buckets and buckets of bleach. 14% say they enjoy the scent of cleaning and sanitizing products like chlorine bleach. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like it smells like you cleaned up a murder scene. Whenever they go into a house and they smell bleach, they knew they cleaned up a murder scene in the house. So I don't want my house to smell like that. 82% of us have snooped through someone's phone before. The two most likely victims are a significant other and our exes. How do you get your ex's cell phone? 8% have also looked through a friend's phone, and 3% have snooped on a coworker. How do you get these people's phones? Mine's in my pocket. I would know if you're taking my phone away. Actually, right now it's sitting on the desk right next to me here. Somebody can sneak up behind me and take it. But you have a lock on the phone. How are they going to know your passcode? I don't know why people do it. Is this Teacher's Appreciation Week or was it last week? I'm trying to remember. It's around this time every year. Anyway, if you're not sure how to participate in Teacher Appreciation Week, teachers have one word for you, gifts. In the old days, an apple might have done the trick. Or, you know, when I went to school, these poor teachers had like 30 bottles of perfume that were just horrible smelling. They were the cheapest perfumes people can buy. And scarves. Scarves and perfume. That's all we got the teachers. These days, a lot of teachers have wish lists set up on Amazon. The wish list, usually filled with classroom supplies, stuff they might have to purchase out of their own pockets. You know, that always got me. You know, if you work at a radio station and you have to buy something like a pencil, you put it on an expense list so you get your money back for it. Teachers don't have that. They spend money out of their own pocket to buy supplies for their students. And I wish they had like an expense account to do that with instead of taking money out of their own pocket. But I don't know. They do. What have you been waiting for? The secrets to a long life. Are you ready? A woman on Staten Island in New York City just turned 104 years old. Here are the secrets. She has three of them to living to 104. Lots of spinach, always taking the time to do her makeup whenever she goes out, and having a glass of beer every day. You know, whenever these people talk about long life, it's only alcohol always comes into it. Oh, yeah, I take a belt of whiskey every morning. That's how I live to 122. You know, in the Bible, they lived to 800. I don't think they were taking belts of whiskey every day. Yeah, I always wake up in the morning, have a scotch and soda. That's how I live to 102. A new study found that longer naps can be associated with negative impacts on your health. What did you learn? Take shorter naps at work. Yeah, every time we mention naps at work, I always think of that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza built a little nap nook under his desk with a shelf for an alarm clock and everything, blankets and a pillow, and he would sleep under his desk when he worked for the New York Yankees. Remember that episode? George Steinbrenner came in waiting for him, and George couldn't get out from under his desk. He called Jerry and said, phone in a bomb threat to get George and his grandkids out of my office. And when the bomb threat came in, George said, everybody, under the desk. And there was George sleeping under the desk. Based on the average life expectancy in America, if you're 18 years old, you only have 3,116 weekends left in your life. Wow. If you're 40, it gets worse. You only have 2,015 left. Only one person in history has ever been hit by an asteroid. It was a woman named Ann Hodges in Alabama. She was sitting in her house, minding her own business, in November of 1954, when a chunk of an asteroid broke through her ceiling, hit her in the thigh. She survived. She was okay. Had a great story to tell. Here's something I've never heard before. It might be a good time to reverse your ceiling fan. See, you spin clockwise in the winter to pull the cold air up from the floor so it mixes with warmer air near the ceiling. However, in spring and summer, it should spin counterclockwise to keep you cool. I have a ceiling fan in the bedroom. I never gave it much thought to which direction it's spinning. All right, I thought this can only happen with yawning. If you see someone yawn, it tends to make you want to yawn, right? Well, a new study found the same thing happens with our cell phones. Researchers wanted to see how many people would check their cell phones if they saw someone else checking their cell phones. So they tried it with 184 people who didn't know they were being watched. Half of them picked up their own phone within 30 seconds, a phenomenon called the chameleon effect. Now, when I was at the DMV yesterday, it went really fast. It didn't take long. But while I'm sitting for my number to be called, I saw people on their phones, and I did pull out my phone. I did, but I got called right away, so I didn't get a chance to really look at it. But yeah, I'll tell you a DMV story. You ready for this? When I lived on Long Island, I went to the DMV, and the lines were always outside. They were only an hour or 45-minute lines. They were very long all the time. And one day, this guy online dropped. He just dropped. And my good friend, who I've had on the air with me, Randy Gordon, wrote for a sports publication that was above the DMV, and they were watching out the window. So people, they called an ambulance for this old guy, and I thought he died. And I told people, a guy died today. He didn't die. He was fine. But word got back in the crowd to his children who were inside that he died. Well, I didn't start the rumor. You know, I just heard somebody say it. And Randy said to me, everybody's saying you told everybody the guy died and he didn't die. I didn't tell him. Meanwhile, this is all happening at the DMV. All I did was get my license renewed. And all this is going on outside the DMV. Hey, 646 at WRJN Radio. All right, here's a quiz. It's a lot harder than you might think. Did you know the last names of these celebrities? Beyonce. Now, this one I knew. Beyonce Knowles Carter is her name. Lizzo, the singer? Lizzo Jefferson. Full name is Melissa Viviane Jefferson. Bruno Mars. His last name is Hernandez. His real name is Peter Gene Hernandez. I don't know where you got Bruno from. Rihanna. This one I didn't know. Rihanna Fenty. Now, if you watched The Amazing Race last week, one of their checkpoints they had to stop at was Rihanna's house in Barbados. And Cher. You didn't think she was born with one name, did you? Sarkissian. Her full name is Sherilyn Sarkissian, just shortened it to Cher. Actually, Cher Bono. Then it was Cher Allman. I think she went back to just Cher again now. A tourist in New England took a selfie on the edge of a cliff. He slipped, fell 120 feet, amazingly survived because the tide was in, and he landed in 4 feet of water. The guy wound up with cuts and bruises. Could have lost his life. You know, that happens more than you think, where people are taking a selfie, not paying attention. They back up to make sure the selfie looks good, and boom! Off the cliff they go. Gotta be careful. Odd but true, Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163. Albert Einstein had an IQ of 160. See? Harry S. Truman, Michael J. Fox, and Ulysses S. Grant all had middle initials that didn't stand for anything. In Michael J. Fox's case, his real name was Andrew, but he couldn't use Michael A. Fox because somebody else in SAG in the... In the union, already had Michael A. Fox. You can't have two of them. So he went with Jay to distinguish himself. And there were approximately 20 quintillion animals living on Earth. That's 20 billion billion. That's a two followed by 19 zeros. A lot of animals out there. And by the way, speaking about middle names, my father had, his initials were Arthur N. Rosen. Now, the reason the N was there was when he entered the Navy in 1941 at the age of 17, wasn't too smart. He filled out a form, and it was a middle name, and he put N-O-N-E in there for Nunn, instead of just leaving a blank. And Arthur Nunn Rosen followed him throughout the Navy and most of his life. Because he put Nunn in there. 649 WRJ and cloudy. Chance of showers today. Highs near 55. Right now at Radio Park, it's cloudy and 52 degrees. At WRJN, I'm Don Rosen at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Yeah, my favorite Moody Blues song is The Voice. I have to find that sometime. That's such a great tune. It's 6:54 WRJN, time for the news headlines of the morning. Stuart J. Waddle's watching everything in our news department this morning. It wasn't a windstorm in Walworth County. The National Weather Service has confirmed that two tornadoes touched down in Walworth County Tuesday night. One was an F-0, or I should say an F-0, the other one F-1. The town of Sharon and Darien, where they were hit. The storms Tuesday knocked out power to over 10,000 people in southeastern Wisconsin Tuesday night. Currently, there's a flood warning in effect for the Fox River near in Kenosha County. There was also some wild rumors online yesterday after investigators found a body in the Pike River near the UW Parkside campus. The speculation caused the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department to specifically counter the measure by the condition of the body that was found. The statement does say the person apparently took their own life. The scene was discovered yesterday afternoon by someone walking near the woods with their pet. And it was going to be $1.4 billion. Now Microsoft is dropping over $3 billion in bringing data center operations to Racine County on the state. President Joe Biden yesterday says 2,000 people will have working will work building the tech company's data centers. Another 2,000 will eventually be employed long-term. Mount Pleasant is where Microsoft is investing a lot of money. Those are the stories that Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us this morning. Of course, he's watching the news all day long, top and bottom of the hour, here at WRJN. For today, cloudy, showers likely with a high near 55 degrees. Cloudy, lows around 45 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, beautiful day tomorrow, highs near 59. The weekend, gorgeous, sunny Saturday and sunny on Sunday, 61 the high, Saturday, 70 on Sunday. Right now at Radio Park, it's cloudy and 52 degrees at 6:56 at WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here. Don't forget, coming up after the news at the top of the hour, Brandy Bryant from 10 Chimneys is going to join us. If you've never been to 10 Chimneys before, wait. You're going to love it. This Broadway coming to Genesee Depot, Wisconsin. And we talked about the weather. A study found most people like to commit crimes when it's 64 degrees outside. Uh-oh. Well, Saturday and Sunday, it might be 64 degrees. They're much likely less likely when it's cold or really hot. It's because people want good weather for their crime sprees. No, that's not the reason. It's that when it's nights out, more people are around, it means more targets out there. No, the criminals don't worry if it's hot or cold. All right, why don't you try this? There's a trick that supposedly makes you fall asleep in under a minute. Don't do this at work, though. It's called the 4-7-8 exercise. You breathe in slowly through your nose for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7, breathe out of your mouth for 8 seconds, and repeat this 3 times, and you'll fall asleep. Again, don't do it at work, all right? Trust your neighbor? Half of us don't trust our neighbors. I do. More than a quarter don't even know who they are. A survey found that only 34% try to welcome new neighbors. 1 in 10 are suspicious when people move in. 14% are less trusting of people from outside their communities. I trust my neighbors. All right, I'll tell them where my wallet is, where my money's hidden. We'll see. Let's see here. An elderly couple recently busted out of a locked dementia and Alzheimer's wing of an assisted living home in Tennessee. You want to know how they did it? The husband used his military Morse code training to memorize and crack the key code the staff was using to get in and out. They were found about 30 minutes after they escaped. So this guy's in a dementia unit, and he remembered Morse code and figured out how to break out of the unit. Wow. That's really good. All right, here's a weird new discovery about how our brains work. A new study used facial recognition and emotion tracking to gauge how happy pizza makes us. It found that anticipating pizza makes us happier. All right. What they did was people got 18% happier on average when they saw a pizza go into the oven. I'm always happy. 24% happier when they could smell it cooking, 20% happier when they took it out of the oven. But when they took their first bite, they were only 11% happier. I don't know. I'm always happy when it comes out of the oven. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we've got, we've got some news at the top of the hour. We've got Randy Bryant from 10 Chimneys coming up in a moment, too. Keep it right here, WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, a civic media station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN,
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brewers, Biden's Wisconsin visit, and what's leading the dive at the Trump NYC trial. You cannot miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-886. 9200 right away.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly.